This is Children's Hour coming to you from AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. With you in mind, we have programs such as Bible verses, recitals, story time, singing, and many, many more just for you. Stay tuned.
Let those refuse to sing who never knew a God, but children of the heavenly King, but children of the heavenly King, may speak their joys abroad, may speak their joys abroad.
We are marching to Zion, Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. Lord, we are marching up to Zion, Lord, the beautiful city of God.
The hills of Zion yield a thousand sacred trees. Before we reach the heavenly field, before we reach the heavenly field, or walk the golden streets, or walk the golden streets. We are marching.
We are marching to Zion.
Zion.
Beautiful, beautiful Zion. Yeah, we are marching upwards to Zion. Yeah, the beautiful city of God.
Then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We are marching through Emmanuel's ground. We are marching through Emmanuel's ground to Pharaoh West on high, to Pharaoh West on high. We are marching.
We are marching to Zion,
Zion,
beautiful, beautiful Zion. Yeah, we are marching upwards to Zion. Yon, the beautiful city of God. We are marching to Zion,
Zion,
beautiful, beautiful Zion. Yon, we are marching upwards to Zion. Yon, the beautiful city of God. We are marching to Zion,
Zion,
beautiful, beautiful Zion. Yeah, we are marching upwards to Zion. Yeah, the beautiful city of God. We are marching to Zion.
This poem is entitled, "That's What I Am, a Christian Child." I am a Christian child, a child who launch forth before success is certain. A child with much honesty and integrity. A child who accepts others for who they really are. A child who gives without expecting anything. A child who ignores the negative circumstances and focuses on his goals and achievements. A child who could do and achieve what the average person couldn't do. I am a Christian child. A child with great potentials, special and specific abilities. A child who never gives up on life. A child who never ignores their God-given talents, whilst constantly seeking to change their natural makeup and beauty. A child who gets ahead of himself. A child who does not waste his tomorrow wandering on his yesterday. A child who speaks words of light and hope. A child who does not quit after a victory. A child who, when knocked down, gets up. A child who takes chances and makes advances. A child who gets through what he or she is going through. A child who has strength enough to battle obstacles and to overcome them. A child who has peace to pass all understanding. A child who has hope to keep his or her heart looking forward. A child who has commitment not to give up too soon. That's who I am, a Christian child. A child who has fun to enjoy every aspect of life. A child who has patience enough to let faith complete its work in us. A child who has love to give to those who deserve it at least but needs it the most. A child who has focus to say no to many good ideas. A child who has forgiveness not to let a son go down his or her route. A child who has gratitude to say thank you for the very small things. A child who has purpose to know why, not just how. A child who has perseverance to run the entire race set before him until there are no distances to cover. A child who has wisdom to fear and to obey God. A child who has responsibility to do what is expected of him or her. A child who has kindness to share what they have and who they are as an Adventist kid with others. A child who has mercy to forgive and to forget. A child who has devotion to do right on a daily basis. A child who has courage to face and fight the opposition. A child who has optimism enough to know that God's plans are blessed. A child who has generosity to give before being asked. A child who has enthusiasm to show that God is in him or her. A child who has credibility to work with others peacefully. A child who has compassion to be moved by the needs of others. A child who has clear vision to know what to stand for, because they believe that if they don't stand for something, they shall fall for nothing. As a Christian child, the greatest action you could ever take when adversaries come your way, when you face challenges, when problems come your way, is to go on your knees and pray. Because God is the only person, because Jesus Christ is the only person who can save you from your crisis. Believe in God. Believe also in him. Because he said, in his Father's house are many mansions. For if it was not so, he would have told us. Be prepared, for Jesus Christ is coming soon. Be ready to go to heaven with him. This is Osei Elizabeth Dansua. Thank you.
Promise in the book. Hi children, happy Sabbath. Welcome to Story Time with Uncle Jay. Today's story is taken from Genesis chapter 13, and it's entitled, Lot Has First Choice. Abraham and Lot journeyed slowly on until they reached the land of Canaan. Still, Abraham did not settle down for long in one place. He moved from one end of the country to the other, looking for water and grassland. He did not forget to stop so that he could take time to praise and thank God for helping and guiding him ever since he left Ur. God blessed Abraham and made him rich, as he had promised to do. He owned many sheep and goats, and so did Lot. They had so many animals between them that every bit of green grass that they found was soon nibbled away. Then, they had to move on to find fresh pasture. As soon as they reached a new camping place, their servants and shepherds would rush to get the first share of the water from the well. There would be shouts and blows as Abraham's herdsmen and Lot's men began to squabble. Both fought to get the best for their master's flocks. At last, Abraham spoke to Lot about it. "Families should not argue and fight like this," he said. "We have too many animals for us to stay together. We shall have to split up and go our separate ways." Abraham was much older than Lot, and he should have had first choice. But instead, he said, "Lot, have a good look east and west, and choose which way you would like to go. I'll go the other way." Lot looked at the lush green plain of the River Jordan Valley. How much better it looked than the dry, scrubby hill country to the west. "I'll go that way," he pointed. Sadly, they said goodbye, and Lot set off with his family and flocks to the green valley. When he had left, God spoke to Abraham. "Look about you," he said, "in every direction. All the land that you see, I will give to your descendants forever." So, with God's promise to cheer him, Abraham set off in the opposite direction to Lot, thanking and praising God. That was our story for today. Don't forget to tune in every Saturday at the same time for more interesting Bible stories. Goodbye. Bye. God bless you.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana. Or call us on +233-244-673528 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.
tolls. He's waiting and watching, watching for you.
Once again, welcome to Moment of Truth. You know, one day Jesus Christ was walking with his disciples, and he said to them, "Friends, if you love me, keep my commandments." Jesus' love is so overwhelming, and he invites us to have this kind of love. Today, our topic under discussion is, I am sure it is love. But before we go to that, I want to remind you that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Jesus, the Son of God, is the only Savior of the world. Without him, you will perish. But when you have him, you know you will definitely have life. Not just life, but life that is eternal. Satan has never stopped quoting the Bible or scriptures, if you may put it that way. And so, therefore, don't stop studying your Bible. If you do so, you will be able to overcome him, the devil. And you will have 100% success in life. You will never fail. And heaven will be rest assured for you. That is when you practice the words therein. Amen. Can we have a word of prayer? Father, today we elogize your name. Oh Father, we come to you in our hopelessness state. We come to you, O God, in our sinfulness state. We pray that you will sanctify your children. Even God, as I am about to undertake this difficult task of preaching, I pray that you will sanctify me, and may you speak your words through me, O dear Lord, and may others hear your words, not mine. In Jesus' name, amen. Our subject under discussion is, I am sure it's love. You know, so many people are not sure about what love truly is. You know, the word love is ambiguous. Its ambiguity is in many folds. We have true love and false love. But how is someone able to know that this is surely love? Someone has said that true love doesn't have a happy ending. True love doesn't have an ending. In other words, true love is enduring. It can weather the stress and strains of old age, adversity, hurt, and even disappointment. And I'm going to let something be plain before you, and you would know that it is surely love. Oh, I know it is surely love. I am sure it is love, not because of its shining hair, nor the skin smooth and fair, but for its character so rare. Oh, I am sure it's love, 'cause its worth is more than garnet's gold. Its strength far exceeds Samson's hold. Its wisdom beyond what Solomon told. I am sure it's love, 'cause in the years that have gone, despite grinding trials, it has borne. Its luster of patience has brightly shone. Oh, I am sure it is love, 'cause for each day of reflection, there is an ample time of affection about God's plan and direction. Oh, I am sure it is love, 'cause it gives everything without expecting anything. I am sure it is love, and even willing to be nothing. I am sure it is love, for when life's storms appear, it's near to calm and cheer, to stir my faith, to persevere. I am sure it is love, 'cause when there is a mistake, my heart does not quake. I am sure it is love, for fear our relation will break. Oh, I am sure it is love. 'Cause when I give cause for it to loot, it never forgets its sacred oath. Before the Lord between us both. Oh, I am sure it is love, for it knows not mine or thine. Since our lives do now entwine, or are together, and selfless giving is there to shine. Oh, I am sure it is love, 'cause in rainy or sunny weather, we strive to grow together, bearing fruit for each other. I am sure it is love, for when to paths of death I stray, it calls me back to God's straight way, and walks with me to his home to stay. I am sure it is love. You are sure it is love, my friend. And the only person you can sort that kind of love is the man whose name is Jesus Christ. He will never leave you nor forsake you, my brother, my sister. You know it is love. And this kind of love is being put in Christians who will give their hearts and minds to Jesus Christ. And so know when you are really loving or somebody is truly loving you. You know it is love and you are sure it is love. May God bless you mightily and increasingly. Let your will be placed in the hands of Jesus Christ, and your life will never be the same. May he bless you abundantly. In his name have I prayed. Amen. Your brother, Ezekiel Losei Asamoah.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana. Or call us on +233-244-673528 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, to contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.